Well, I just want to read this out. In terms of the models at the time, it was Cindy Crawford. Oh, Cindy. That little mole just there. Claudia Schiffer. Hello, Mita. Linda Evangelista. Helena Christensen. And, of course, L. Yes. But I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, but what were they called?
And Naomi Campbell, I reckon, was that. She was feisty, though, so she kept having blow-ups.
Yeah.
And here's one that I will read out. Because I agree with it. Tell the host to not glorify the overconsumption of alcohol. You are sending the wrong message. Yes, we're not trying to. That was back in 89, and that behaviour is unaccepted now. But it's a legendary story, I suppose.
Yeah, we all
The funny side of that was that I think Pip, his wife, nearly left him over it because of the example he was setting.
Bernie,
and all the doctors, or some of the doctors in this country, were sort of writing to him and writing articles in the paper at the time saying how irresponsible, he could be dead, da-da-da-da. It is just a woeful act. Many years later, so Bernie then didn't want to go near the story. So many years later, this big contract was put in front of Bernie.
VB, wasn't it?
And Pip saw the figure. It was VB. Mm. And she said, yeah, go and promote alcohol. Yeah. Hello, Mido.
G'day, boys.
Everything in moderation. I don't think we need to get too serious about it. I don't like to think we're sending the wrong message.
No, we do plenty of glorifying of the old days, don't we, when things that applied then don't necessarily apply.
Well, they don't. You used to be able to drink and drive, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, no.
Well,
no.
Not really.
My point is they didn't have breath testing, did they?
No.
Did
they? No, but they never sort of just gave you the green flag.
You can still do that in the West Indies.
Do they really?
Oh, am I out of control? Oh,
well, they don't own cars, do they? A lot of
yes, they do, Terry.
Go on, tell your other story now. What? You've gone back to the good old days.
What
Mido's
story?
In raptures over it.
What?
When you jumped into the lift with Demi Moore in India.
Oh,
like look, most people just keep to themselves.
Well, yes. So we had an after party after one day in Mumbai, right? We're staying at the Taj and there's this scramble to get in the lift. Big bloke security guys around this little petite female. Reluctantly, they let me in, and I looked through the shoulders of these security guys. That's Demi Moore. And before I could think, it came out of my mouth. Hi, Demi. Anyway, we had this conversation. She said, oh, I've heard the cricket's on, and I tried to big note myself. Anyway, I thought we had a moment. We had a nice conversation, and I said, I'm Michael. Then I went to the party, and when we finished, I'm down in the lift out, and she's coming back from a jazz club. And I try and have another conversation. Didn't know.
Nothing. Brush. Well, didn't it? Wasn't there? It proved inspirational for her, didn't it?
Yeah.
For movie titles, Indecent Proposal.
Yep.
And she got it from riding in a lift, apparently. That's one of our listeners.
Jack from Old Bar.
In India.
It was in India. She was over there she was into the spirituality and meditating at the time. So she was over there working with some guru.
Yeah.
And
what were you doing kissing your helmet in the lift?
It's very hard to do. Edo, the finals. How are we looking this weekend? We're talking about the Cowboys. What do you think?
Yeah, look, they're a chance, obviously, against the Roosters on Sunday. But look, this was at the stage last year that their run came to an end in the preliminary final. They'd had to do all of that travel. They'd had taken the long road to the preliminary final, having lost their first qualifying final last year. They finished in the top four last year, then had to play an extra time semi-final against the Broncos. And then the week later, they came up against the Sharks and really they had nothing left in the tank. And I get a sense that maybe they're coming to the end of their run. And as I say, they'd done it pretty well the same way as last year, having to travel to Sydney three times in a row. And it adds up after a while, especially when you're up against a Rooster side that's had the week's break over all their niggles and bumps and playing at Allianz Stadium, their home ground. So they've got plenty going for them, the Roosters, against the Cowboys side that could be weary.
Okay, so you give them no hope. I'm tipping the Cowboys $3.30 up against the Roosters, $1.35. Matt Scott plays or doesn't play?
I don't think he'll play. I think maybe that's a bit of insurance there in case they do win. It would be nice to have him coming off the bench in a grand final.
Trained yesterday. Full training session, Matt
Scott. Yeah, listening to some of the things Paul Green was saying, it doesn't really sound, he doesn't sound that convincing that he's going to play.
Good little,
it's a good roost, isn't it?
Beautiful side story, isn't it?
It's good. It just takes the Rooster's eyes off the ball a little bit, perhaps, and makes Trent Robinson second guess to some degree. Good tactic, yeah. I think.
And Melbourne, mate, $1.26, super short. Most are saying it's theirs to lose. Up against the Broncos, $4, and still we don't know whether Corey Oates is going to be playing or not. The other one is Benji on the bench, Nick Arima, the halfback. Ben Hunt stays as hooker.
Yeah, look, I tend to think maybe the Storm should be even shorter than that. They've got so much going for them. Okay. Playing at Amy Park, where they've got such a great record. You know, with Kronk, Slater and Smith playing at Amy Park, they win over 80% of the games they play, which is quite incredible. Mm. They've won 12 of their last 14 against the Broncos, and they're playing a preliminary final at Amy Park. I can't see them letting it slip. Look, the Broncos, they have upset Melbourne a couple of times, but, gee, they're few and far between wins over the Melbourne Storm. And they did it really well tactically. So, you know, you wouldn't put it beyond Wayne Bennett to come up with something different. But you just reckon that the Storm, having had 2 weeks to prepare, will have everything covered. I don't think they'll be caught by surprise. I don't think there'll be an ambush as there has been in the past. And if the Broncos invite the Storm into their 20, as they've done so often, you know, they did against Penrith last week very effectively, I think the Storm will be able to prize them apart a lot easier than Penrith
could. That's what they do. Have you enjoyed the finals?
Yeah, they've been terrific, the finals. There's been some surprises along the way as well, especially that first weekend with Penrith getting up.
Yes.
And the Cowboys beating Cronulla. The great story, the Cowboys. I think that we've seen some terrific football. You know, maybe not so much last weekend. I think there was disappointment for Penrith and Parramatta. They kind of didn't show up in their finals last week. But apart from that, I think it's been a ripper.
And Middo, you know, I said it last week, you hear the talk in the comm box in terms of Des Hasler and the Dogs. You hear these moves or sackings a long way out, don't you?
We've yeah, you do.
Sort of look, hearing the rumours for a long time.
I reckon there's a great untold story of the Dogs this season. What the hell happened there? Yeah. How did it come to this?
Yes.
You know, like we were watching the Dogs week after week after week dishing up the same thing, and we're going, how can they possibly keep trying the same things that aren't working? And it got to the point where they were not a chance of making the finals before anything changed. And then they started playing some open football. Michael Leisha started running from dummy half and they started scoring some tries. It was astonishing to watch, and I reckon there is a big untold story of what went on behind closed doors there this year.
Mm. Yeah. And you think Des will pop back up somewhere?
Oh, no doubt. I'm sure there'll be a club wanting a coach of his calibre. He's got a terrific record in coaching. I think there has to be some question marks about how he's finished at two
Correct.
Clubs, at Manly and Canterbury, and the salary cap situation at both. But I reckon there'll be a club willing to go again with Des.
Mm. All right. Good on you, mate. Well done, Middo.
See you next week.